everyone. We are back with the next episode of the Raiders Rambles. First of all, I want to apologize for the lateness and for the absence last week, but here we are once again. I am Jolt, chief host of the show, and joining me is none other than my co-host, Avira.
Hello, everyone. I hope you're all having a fantastic day and or morning, wherever you are.
As always.
Yeah.
Next on the show, we have Noble. God, what's gotten you so laughing all about now?
My list.
Joy. That'll be a fun thing to get through. Next on the show, who we haven't had in a long time, Orion.
Hey all. It's me, Orion.
Good to have you back. And next, last up, we have Stifier.
And hello. Everyone's favorite zombie Otto is back.
Awesome. So, shall we dig in? Because we've got some fun stuff to get through.
So, oh, yes. Let's do.
So, we've found out about a new furry app that's making its way on the furry web space. It's called Entail. And what is it? It's
an abomination.
Yeah, you could say that. But we'll get to that. In their own words, Entail is a research-driven, furry-built and managed mobile-first app that seeks to serve as an alternative for furry communities on Twitter and other platforms. The app is built natively for web and mobile, putting it ahead of the curve compared to existing solutions. I don't know, man. I don't know. Here's the thing. Do even, like, furry sites work well on mobile to begin with?
I haven't checked, and this just sounds like it's dead on arrival.
I don't know. I gotta say, guys, like, that name, Entail, like, that's kind of cool. Like, that's pretty fire.
It's funny and punny. Debatable. That.
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's just going to be yet another furry thing to crash and burn.
Yeah, it's just going to be yet another furry safe space.
Yeah.
Yeah, what isn't, though? But we'll get to that. Yeah. From the look of it. Look, let's read the within and tail we have achieved to following. Make furry art and content easy to upload, manage, and promote.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
Okay. Create a furry experience that's just as good on both desktop and mobile. Okay. Create a furry platform that tackles hate and discrimination. All right, let's stop there.
Exactly. Let's stop right there. Hate is subjective at this point.
It's a strong word.
Yeah, but basically it means anything that woke Twitter doesn't like. So basically, you get banned for pretty much anything on that app.
What a lot of people fail to realize is that furry is supposed to remove what you are in the real life and be your character or your persona, not, for God's sake. Sorry.
It's all about real-world identity these days.
That's not what furry's about.
Like, Jolt, have a look at the... Go back on their Twitter account.
Okay.
Like, you know, 30 talented staff.
All right, black emoji. Black fist emoji. White fist emoji. Gay flag. Trans flag.
So basically it's won by, It's won by, like, you know, communists, on the looks of things.
Oh, no.
Can we just call them terrorists already?
Right, yeah. And look at the flags they like to promote. Yeah. Okay. Is this like this is like the dingo flag taken to, like, 11, and they're butchering the South African style.
Yeah, that's like legit 11. Like, I've seen that flag before, and, like, it's supposed to be, like, what, the LGBTQ something, but then there's, like, another triangle added to it for some reason.
It's trans flag added to it, and brown and black, and I'm like, brown and black isn't the sexuality. that's why you know, actual brown and black people don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. See, like, if they didn't do that, if they just kept, like, the name, you know, Entail, or, like, that's kind of cool.
Like, it's based in the UK.
Yeah, and here's the thing, and one of their goals is, and here's another one of the goals, create a platform that has a safe and intuitive marketplace to trade.
Oh,
now, I don't know about you, but here's another thing that I want to say. We do not allow cryptos or NFTs.
So it's going to be platform working with PayPal?
Yeah, sign me out. PayPal, Stripe, and all that stuff that we'll like to, you know, that like to ban you if you don't line up politically.
Mm.
Yeah. The thing is that they call themselves ahead of the curve, but banning cryptocurrency isn't ahead of the curve. It's behind it.
Yeah, literally.
Like, you know, what if they were ahead of the curve, they would allow things like Bitcoin to be used.
Yeah, Bitcoin, you know, Litecoin, or Doge.
Yeah, Doge.
Oh, you know what? I have not seen. If they want to be really ahead of the curve, why don't we go back before Bitcoin and do, like, you know, paper and physical silver, no, digital silver, like, you know, paper silver.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, like, I haven't seen anybody who does, you know, who allows you to buy stuff with paper silver.
Apparently, it doesn't allow you to pay through a blockchain. That's what an NFT is. So, another way they're behind the curve in.
So basically, it just looks like they've seen the success Telegram's having and thought, why don't we try and do that? But to make it different, we'll just throw a bunch of labels at it.
I have to wonder how much money the creators of this are expecting to make.
They don't. They say they're not going to make, like they say, you know, for your own social enterprise, but in the UK, that means we must reinvest any revenue back in the community.
How?
We will not take a profit. So, I don't know, man. You know what?
How do they expect to sustain this app then?
Yeah. You know what? Because for Affinity is on a switch over to a, you know, subscription model, I expect to see an Entail Plus at some point.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Good point. Probably.
So, but basically, it's probably backed by a GoFundMe or Patreon or something like that.
Oh, I bet you it is. If it's not, I bet you it is.
Probably going to be one of those things that, oh, if you don't watch where you're clicking, oh, look, sudden advertisement. To send this message, watch this advert for 30 seconds.
Yeah. That's how yeah. it be sometimes, though. For sure.
You're trying to sell your art piece. 2-minute ads.
Yep.
Oh, get this. We're going to move on to the next part of it. No, get this. This is rich. Why do we need this on their website? Well, why can't we use X service? We believe the furry fandom has outgrown sites such as Twitter because of their inability to cater to fandom-specific needs such as image cropping, art uploads, trading, and more.
I'm sorry, but how can you not image crop? Just crop the image, then upload it.
I mean, don't furry artists use Photoshop? Like, aren't they at least fluent with that?
Exactly. Yeah.
Some are, others it's more, I've heard of some using GIMP. What's that Japanese one called? I keep forgetting Paint the name. Yes, that one.
I mean, even Manga Studio / Clip Studio has crop, so come on, get on their level. Like, next one, here's the richest one that you're going to laugh at. Other furry sites have a very poor experience for the now-growing mobile audience and are riddled with moderation issues. We hope to resolve with an independent and unbiased moderation panel.
Yeah, unbiased.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, but can get anything real. Be called unbiased in the fandom these days?
So basically, like, you know, another form of far leftist and another form of far leftist. That's basically it's going to be...
I love how they even have this like on their site, like, why do we need this? And like they answer it like this specifically.
Look, any group out there that sets themselves up with something like this, they're going to have the giant furry dildos to turn around and beat people that don't follow their standards into submission.
Yeah, yeah, the thing is, though, they need to realize that, like, you know, you can't have an independent and unbiased moderation if you only hire people that agree with you or share your, like, you know, political lean-in. It's basically the same nonsense the BBC polls when it says it's independent and unbiased, even though the majority of people working at the BBC read far-left newspapers like The Guardian and Independent.
Right.
Which has kind of defeated the point.
If everyone agrees with you, you're not going to be unbiased, right? I mean,
right.
It's the illusion of unbiasedness to them.
I know.
All right. Guys, I am so interested in this, though. You know what? I'm going to go in here and click the recruit button and show you the application form.
Oh, no.
All right, here we go. Let's do this together, huh? Name. Please use a single name that we prefer us to address you by. Okay. Email address?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. What are your pronouns?
Oh, God. Stop this nonsense. Really?
Yeah, it's
woke. What are your pronouns? Christ. What the fuck?
Let me guess. It was a woke platform started on Discord.
A Discord account is required.
I told you.
Japanese artists are being warned about people who use pronouns in their Twitter handle.
Yeah, like in their bio, they do that. He, him, she, her, him, they, them, whatever the crap. Like, get real.
Honestly, the moment I see that in somebody's bio is the moment I just completely
I can't take you seriously.
Yeah, I can't take you seriously. Yeah, it's like, no and the way. Thing is, though, there's a common joke that, like, you know, that 4chan gets raided by Discord trannies. Now we've got, like, a furry app run by Discord trannies. And the thing is, I'm not saying that to be, like, you know, mean to trans people. It's just, like, you know, there's this common stereotype surrounding Discord that, like, you know, it's full of, like, you know, trans people that mostly, like, you know, are, like, you know, of the SJW crowd.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So they tend to dox, raid, or try and, like, you know, commits forms of, like, you know, cyber attacks against people they dislike or websites they dislike.
Look, we're really shitting on this program just outright, but honestly, the sheer idea of this, it's just mind-bogglingly stupid. I'm sorry, I cannot see a group like this being that successful.
And that sucks, because, like, I really like their name. Like, they have some good marketing potential. For real.
Yeah.
Then the thing is, though, ask for your pronouns. I mean, come on now.
They have to be asked for your, you know,
your pronouns in your Discord.
Like, you know, I swear, if it gets to the point where you start after providing photos of yourself naked, that's...
Okay. Whoa.
Yeah, I'm just wondering
I'm
just wondering how long it's going to take for, like, you know, Entail to have, like, a Reddit style like, you know, controversy.
Yeah, like, you know, when the staff of Entail get, like, you know, get found out or get charged with this sort of thing.
Yeah. The thing is, though, I've heard some rumors around the London fur community about, like, you know, some not nice things that occur within it.
What, in London?
Give it a month. Maybe a month and a half. Let's see what happens.
It's either that or somebody's going to get, like, you know...
Yeah. But I guess, you know... But there we go. Like, what do you think? You're going to try and, you know... Watch and see how this clown show is going to end with them. Watch and see them fail.
I'm just going to wait for the news article at the end of the fiasco.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it even worth watching it? Because it's pretty obvious how it's all going to go.
I mean, the virus isn't exactly high for furry art or whatever marketplace platforms to begin with. And, you know, heck, if I'd rather buy my shit from Etsy to begin with, then what does that say?
It says you know what you're doing.
Damn right.
Anyway, I should sign up for Etsy.
Yeah. Anyway, there's still a bit more on that on this too, because yeah. So the next thing that we're gonna just bundle up with this whole, you know, digital platform thing is that you might have heard on the news, Microsoft is in talks with Discord for over $10 billion plus to acquisition.
Just so not worth it.
All right. So the issue here is that what happened with Skype?
Yeah.
Not a clue.
All right. Like it fell into the pit of obsolescence.
Yeah, right. What happened with Skype? Who uses Skype?
Yeah,
do you?
All that's going to happen is Microsoft's going to take this over. They're going to smush all the new features in from Discord into Skype, smush all the accounts all over into Skype, and then it's basically going to become, well, obsolete. Irrelevant.
Yeah, like every single thing that there seems to be a thing that every single whatever it is that Microsoft does a collaboration with gets fucked up.
Yeah, the thing is, though, they're probably going to buy it and rename it something else.
Well, let's see what they're talking about. So it says Microsoft is in discussions with Discord to acquire the gaming-focused chat software for more than $10 billion, according to sources. Wow. Xbox Phil Spencer is said to be talking to Discord about the potential deal. Wow, could you imagine $10 billion?
I mean, apparently some people have valued Discord at $7 billion, but...
Yeah, the thing is, though, Microsoft did buy Bethesda for like about $8
billion. Yeah, but this is Discord. I mean, come on. It's Discord.
Now, the thing is, though, I'm just hoping that they, just... They're going to buy it and then, just introduce, new, staff members and moderators and admins.
Yeah, buy it, ask the board of directors and all that shit, and then, you know, and clean up Discord. Maybe it'll be better.
Yeah, that's what they need to do. They really need to clean up the Discord because it's got a bad reputation.
Or maybe Microsoft just buying this because, you know, they're still bummed over the failure that is Skype and they have to, you know, stay relevant again in the communications platform.
Maybe they should just invest in making their own better.
The thing is, though, that will probably cost more than $10 billion, though.
That's going to be like, you know, what we call deja vu.
Yeah,
it costs more than $10 billion? Really? Here's a question, though.
For general people, what damage would occur if Microsoft cut their prices in half for all these services?
Probably hurt their profits.
Would it?
They get enough profits.
If they cut, like, what do you mean, like all of their income?
Well, no, their Office 360 package or whatever they're calling it now. If they were to cut the price in half tomorrow and sort of rev up Skype, try to make it more accessible to the public and not have it limited to, you know, only Office stuff. Making it cheaper may help significantly, but considering the clusterfuck situation they're in, I don't even
know. Yeah. Well, I feel like if they were to do that and like they made a big deal of it, like on social media and stuff like that, you know, people would be like, whoa, Microsoft is actually doing something that I can get on board with, and maybe like they would actually get more customers from that. Because it's like, wow, it's like a lot cheaper than it used to be. Okay, cool. I don't know, man.
It's just hard to say. I mean, there's some other sources saying as well that Microsoft is trying to close the deal out by April. But look at the time frame we have. Like, it's literally next month.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. A
couple of days away.
Yeah,
well, a week.
The thing is, though, it's a lot success. It's a lot better than when they like a board starts like a streaming service, which didn't go anywhere.
Yeah.
I imagine when Discord, if it is taken over by Microsoft, its user base is going to drop by about 60%.
I mean, that's if they have to integrate Xbox Live into it.
A good estimate? Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. Like, what if Microsoft, like, to use Discord, you have to use these Microsoft integrations?
Oh, no. No. God.
I mean, I thought Microsoft would have learnt their lesson about sort of the whole community thing with the original Xbox Live. That was good, actually. I remember sitting there listening to some of the comments being read out.
Yeah, I remember at the lobbies on Modern Warfare 2. Oh, those were funny.
Oh, that's... what the bonkers, man.
Yeah, the thing is, though, quick tip about Modern Warfare 2 lobbies is that don't be a faggot who uses a riot shield.
Yeah, good advice.
People on Twitter. So I guess in the space of communication things, where do we see all this happening? Like, both, you know. Like, where do you see this going? Like, if Discord gets bought out.
I honestly just want to see Discord crash and burn after the buyout.
I really don't use Discord all that much. Like, occasionally for calls, maybe. But, I don't know. If this change is actually going to affect, like, if this happens and, like, it's not going to affect anyone, then, all right.
Yeah. I mean, I'm happy where I'm at with Telegram.
Yeah, it's like Telegram's great. Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, though, what they need to do, they just need to add like more options to Telegram. Like, for example, if you create a group, it should give you the option to make multiple text chats and multiple voice channels.
Yeah, that would make it a perfect, you know, encounter to Discord and all that.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, but like, I feel like even if this deal does go through, like with Discord. The people that are already on there, it's probably not going to affect them like directly all that much. They might not even notice.
Yeah, mm-hmm. The thing is, though.
Ideally, they won't notice. Hopefully.
Yeah, like, you know, if it's servers who, trades really dodgy images.
Yeah.
Like, you know, those are going to get purged straight away by Microsoft.
Yeah, remember, they're trying to be all, you know, a family-friendly platform.
Yeah, no furry porn allowed.
Oh, thank God.
That's going to kill the furry Discord dingo base. Like, it'll be like Tumblr all over again.
Oh, yeah, right?
Oh, yeah, funny thing is, though, I'm looking at Entail, and Entail is furry Tumblr.
There we go. They have a perfect marriage.
Yeah, that's literally what it goodness. Looks like. It looks like furry Tumblr. It is furry Tumblr. If you read the description of it, it's furry Tumblr.
Mm-hmm. That's basically what it sounds like, except they're like 50% woke. So
yeah,
yeah. But the thing is, Tumblr's always been woke. That's where wokeness began.
Tumblr has been pretty woke.
All right, we've got another live comment. We're going to read Quartz Resonance. Thanks for tuning in. Discord's biggest issue is that false accusations lead to insta bans.
True.
Not to mention, you can get more than just banned from like one chat room. The whole thing just gets yeeted. So, yeah. Oh, while we're still here, like I think that's that for that topic though. But Noble, you touched on something early, you know, something really interesting earlier. Noble. Mm-hmm. Yes. You touched on how, you know, Japanese artists are now getting warned.
Well, when I sat down,
because I think I found some of the source material, but go ahead. Give us the preface.
Well, from what I understand, a multi-page document was generated for Japanese artists in order to watch out for the, well, I'm just going to have to use it here, the batshit crazy bullies.
Yes.
Out there that are turning around and saying, oh, I don't like your artwork. Your artwork is horrible, 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 and fix it.
I've got the list for you, and they've translated it. Let's read this together. What to do if you approach negatively about your artwork? Again, dual language, Japanese, English.
I can't read this.
Please check the account information about the user who is disparaging or demanding you change or remove your artwork. Okay. If the biography or header image contains any of the following. Age information usually represented by a number below 18. The following acronyms. BLM, ACAB.
So what's ACAB?
All cops are bastards.
Yeah, it's quite funny because the woke left use it, but the people who created...
That and also Fuck 12, I'm sure you've heard of that before.
Yeah, the funny thing about the Fuck 12 one, they abandoned that because people thought, you know, yeah.
All right, next item. Gender pronouns, he/him, she/her, they/them.
So these are warnings to look out for.
Yes.
Yeah.
Love it.
All right. The following emojis. Trans flag, heart, rose, heart/heart, and a communist symbol, hammer and sickle.
Yeah, big red flag right there.
Yeah, a little one.
I think we should probably add some more red flags too, like a black fist and a fist raised up should be another one of those to be added to the emojis.
Yeah.
All right. Next one, alternative lifestyle choices. Poly, pan, demi.
Yep.
I can solve poly, pan, and demi with one word added in front of them all. Super.
Super pansexual.
Oh, super poly, super demi.
I love this next one.
All right, okay. Imaginary gender identification.
That's a good one.
Love it.
Not keyword imaginary.
Based.
Any form of the word feminist.
Any reference to a K-pop group based.
Oh my goodness. Here's the next one you're going to love, Orion. Read us out.
Any reference to mental illness, a bipolar, autistic, Asperger's syndrome, etc.
excuse me, guys. It's called
neurodivergent.
Neurodivergent.
Neurodeficient.
Neurodegenerate.
Sounding
like a bigot.
I still have autistic on my profile, so.
Oh God, this is hilarious.
Yeah, the thing is, though, I've got like, you know, Asperger's syndrome, and I don't go around like, you know, parading the fact I have it. I just have it. What do you fucking do? I don't care.
Exactly. People put this in their profiles as like some badge of honor. Like I'm neurodegenerate or different or whatever.
And here's the thing. Here's another one too. The last item on this list: an avatar or header with characters from Pokemon, Super Smash Bros., Animal Crossing, or My Hero Academia.
Oops.
Okay. I don't think that's...
Now this bit terrible. I don't fully get.
Yeah, that bit I don't really agree with an avoiding.
No. I think how I think we should amend this though. An avatar or header with characters from Steven Universe.
Oh no.
No,
stop it.
What else can you think of?
Steven Universe is a good one. Maybe like Gravity Falls.
Yeah, was that Game Boy one?
Yeah, I was gonna say Hasbin Hotel, but like, you know, most people who have that, like, you know, a lot of them tend to be based, so I'm not gonna say that.
I don't even know what that is.
Independent animation.
What about Thundercats or like She-Ra?
No, are you about Thundercats War? No, that's pure cringe.
Yeah, Thundercats War, She-Ra.
There is a lot more to this list as well.
I can't quite find it, but if you do, we'll read it out to us. But for now, I will show you an image that got that was forced to be deleted. But this is the inspiration for that image. That was deleted. This one like was in tribute of, you know. So a Japanese artist drew a half humanized, half anthropomorphized in the Japanese style of the Sonic characters, Sonic, Knuckles, and Tails, as you see here. Nothing wrong with that, right? You know?
Oh, definitely not.
And,
not bad.
Yeah, and somebody decided to walk up there and change the Knuckles so he was black instead of white.
That's a bit racist, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because the guy likes to get into fisticuffs doesn't mean he's black.
Gosh, man.
It's a negative stereotype, that is.
Yeah.
Just because he wears boxing gloves.
Yeah, does and not make, music does was not, rap.
Yeah, does not a, you know, does not a race thing a warrant. Anyway, there is one thing that can make it work if Knuckles were to be black. Ugandan Knuckles.
Get out.
What about the Rock Knuckles?
Not familiar. Right. I don't think I want to be.
Oh, okay. Here's a live comment that just to finalize on that list of avatars, Scott Resonance. Thanks for this. Okay, so Steven Universe, Adventure Time, Gumball, She-Ra, and so on.
Oh, good. Adventure Time. I didn't even think about that. Yes, good point. Like if someone has like a Marceline or something, or like bubblegum. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, that's quite ironic, the fact that they always screech like they're flipping lemon grab or something.
Unacceptable!
Yeah, look at that. That's pretty much how they behave.
Yeah, you're damn right.
Okay, alright, so to finish off this list, here's what we've got. The last bit of advice to warn the Japanese artists. You may ignore any criticism from these accounts. These should be considered warning signs that the user you are dealing with is either a person under the age of 18, a person lacking mental stability, or a person otherwise lacking in mental maturity. All of said users have one goal in common. They are here to push an agenda. They wish to silence you, to suppress your ability to present your artwork, because it does not fit with their ever-fluid standards.
That has nothing to do with
so
anything.
Based.
You could have, you know, whatever, you know, personal problems. As long as you make good art, you make good art.
Something that was also made clear later on in this document, which we don't have, states that if you get normal comments, like positive ones or comments from people where they say, oh, you know, I generally don't like this. Normal comments, they're good and interact with those people. But in general, if you come across comments where it's some, nut job demanding the artwork be changed because it's so-called bad, to either ignore it, block it, or report it for targeted harassment.
Yeah, here's the thing as well. Like, here's the original image that was reposted by that same artist, though, as you can see. Again. Works, right?
Interesting.
Something that... A theme I don't like. So instead of bitching about it, I'll just go to something else.
Yeah. Again, why haven't people learned that? Shit. But yeah, all right. Here's another live comment. Well, Resonance, you're on fire, mate. Ever fluid standards. That is the most base description I've ever heard.
Ever fluid. That's actually a good one.
Yeah, that's actually quite accurate. Because the standards always change.
True. Mm-hmm. I do like that term, ever-fluid. Ooh.
It is.
I have to start using that.
Must start using that, though. Base Japanese, man. Base Japs.
Yeah. Oh, God. Base Japs? Really?
Base Japs, yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Damn right. Anyway, on that note, I still think that this whole Japanese artist thing is just because, like, they never really recovered from when they drew that one character from Pokemon Sword and Shield, and they, you know.
Honestly, yeah. Targeting a group that doesn't really understand English is really low ball. Yeah. I mean, seriously, what the fuck? You don't turn around and target someone because they're easy pickings. It's just wrong.
And I mean, it's ironic that people would attack a Japanese person for drawing something that a Japanese person created. No, you're doing it wrong. It's supposed to be like this.
Most Japanese people aren't going to understand Western the way a lot of Western people think. It's horrible what you're doing. I mean, you're acting like a complete racist when you do shit like this.
Yeah. Just let people have fun and let people draw
let them draw for their own personal enjoyment.
Sorry, it's just insane how people are doing this. They're acting like it's the person sitting right next to them that did this. Not someone in a foreign country with completely different social structures. It's insane.
I thought the art was pretty cool. I don't know. That's really all I care about.
I think the artwork is really cool.
Mm.
Very. So, yeah.
I need to start teaching the schools. Instead of the bloody anti-bullying online stuff, it's how not to be a dick online.
Well, how not to be a bully online?
Yeah. Never mind. If someone's being rude, do this and this. No, just teach someone how not to be a dick.
Yeah, or just.
There we go. Oh, here's the document. That thing I was looking for. I'll send you guys all a copy of this so you can access it. There's a document you're looking for because I know somebody was asking for it, so I found it. So there you go. We'll also put a link on this as well. We'll try and save the tweet on the description bar. So, that'll be a godsend. So send that to all of your Japanese friends and so forth. That they,
send it to everybody.
Yeah, I mean, heck, if it wasn't bad enough that anime and manga are being targeted already, you know what? Yeah. Anyway, I guess that's what we want to wrap up with for that segment. Okay. So, here's the next bit. Avira, I know you're upset about something. Something that's very important to you.
Oh, God. It happened again this year. Stop God. It. I don't even want to talk about it. But we have
Let it die.
But we must. It is now this time for the second death of the convention
Let
scene.
It die.
No, guys. All right, so Anthrocon officially is no longer happening. Anthrocon used to be the largest convention in the United States. I think MFF kind of topped him out last year, but that doesn't matter anymore because no one's going to Anthrocon right now. Now, I went to Anthrocon for the last 5 years, like every year. Amazing.
Jesus.
Amazing place. But now it's canceled. Well, it was canceled last July because of the pandemic. And I remember Kage was saying on his live stream, he's like, oh, yeah, of course we're going to try to have it this summer. It's going to be fine. But no, they literally just announced that Anthrocon is canceled again. So I don't know what's going to... Let's look at this statement. It says, an important, sad announcement. We had high hopes, but at this point, it looks like that we are no longer able to safely hold the convention. As such, we have come to the unfortunate conclusion that the convention will be canceled this year. For those of you who have deferred memberships or dealerships from 2020, those deferrals will carry over until 2022, as will hotel rooms, one at the charity auction. Okay, so they're just talking about, like, you know, benefits that people had.
So the thing is, now that there's no longer any
2022,
you know, physical...
man. Can you?
Yeah, won't be a physical convention in 2021, but now they have to go virtual in the online space to. Yeah,
that's not the same.
At least it's still something there, and the vaccines and stuff are barely rolling out, and they're still barely effective. So with it being cancelled this year, just means there's less chance that another wave is going to hit because no one's going to bother with showing any etiquette in a furry convention.
Come on, let's be real here, you know. The man is right.
So with the stay in lockdown till next year again, gives that push to, if people finally get the shit together through this year, it can come back even better and even stronger. But I'm still rooting for a different convention because they did my boy too dirty.
Yeah.
Screw Anthrocon.
Do you know how far away 2022 is? Like, Anthrocon is held in July.
Couple of months?
No. That's like a year away.
It's only about 11 more months. No, 9 more months before 2022.
Yeah, but like in July though? Like, it's not happening now.
Yeah, but would you rather it happen now and then be stopped again, suddenly like cut short because there's another outbreak?
Yes, I would
be blocked again.
It happened now. Yes, I would.
Yeah, but it could be cut short because there's another outbreak. It could be closed down because so much that could go wrong with it if it opens now this year. Leave it until next year. Leaves it up to stay open and come back a lot stronger.
But wait, here's the thing though. Like, if in the event that it does reopen though, I have a couple of burning questions at the same time, and so does this next live comment. Ghost Resonance. Anthrocon sponsored by Oculus and forced Facebook login. Big Fluff is watching.
Oh, God.
Right. That's a good one. Yeah, I just...
Here's the thing. I would actually expect these people to be, you know, to be all for the whole, you know, the vaccine passport thing. Can you imagine that?
The issue of the vaccine passport is that it discriminates against younger people because they're the ones who won't be getting the vaccine because they're, you know, perfectly healthy and their immune systems can.
Wait, so would you mean like a bracelet or some kind of like card that says, yes, I got the vaccine? You know, like that little sticker you get like when you vote, like, I voted. Is that what they're going to ask for? Like, before you go to the con, like, did you get the vaccine? Yes, I did. Oh, look at my little sticker. Like, what? Oh, God, I hope it doesn't come to that.
I mean, here's the thing. I think you people have literally have lost all the fucks they're going to give about social distancing and all that and all the other safety protocols regarding the
Dude, it's a FurCon! Yeah. Exactly!
Yeah, the thing is, though, they're going to be wearing...
You know how it is.
They're going to be wearing, like, you know, fursuits anyway.
Yeah, but that's not going to stop anything. I mean, come on.
Yeah, just watch. they'll probably just have, like, you know... and the thing is, though, furry cons always have outbreaks of, like, you know, of con crud.
Con crud, yeah.
Oh, yep. Con crud, right. Yes, that's definitely what I said. Totally the thing that spreads around at conventions.
Nah, the thing is, though, the thing which spreads around conventions is probably drug-related.
Yeah, I think there's that and just, you know, so much more.
But just, like, in general, too.
Actually, the thing that spreads around cons, like, drug-related stuff and STDs.
Yeah, I heard...
When it comes to, like, being sick and stuff, I mean, con crud is kind of just a thing that happens to a lot of people. That's just how it is sometimes.
Nothing compared to what else you can get at a con with furries.
No.
Nah, it's like
fun,
you know.
Times and wholesome parties. That's all.
Yeah. I bet we all know what you get up to with Vera.
Well, whatever. I'm not going to get into that.
It doesn't matter now. Like, I mean...
Yeah, it really doesn't matter now at all, now, does it?
Yeah.
Cons are not happening until 2022, apparently. So that's
The lame. Problem is, though, is that... Like, you know, I honestly do not see a lot of cons surviving.
You're right. Like, there's only some very few brave souls that are trying so hard to start this up. Like, Megaplex is trying to go for a time frame in August 2021.
The thing is, though, why can't they just, like, you know, delay it to, like, you know, later on in the year?
They tried. Well, Anthrocon did. Like, they tried to delay it. And, they decided this year that it's just not going to happen.
Well, something good about this, though, is with Anthrocon being the biggest one, they're still trying to do VidCon this year. So if that works, then at least we know Anthrocon and other cons can open. But, if VidCon fails, then you know that it was not worth the risk to open it.
Sometimes you do have to take the risk.
From their statement, it looks like they're going to be like refunding people.
Oh, I will tell you this. I will tell you this one thing though. Some of the cons down here in my neck of the woods are trying their damn hardest as well to open up as well. So I guess in a way, I just want to say keep your eyes open for July.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least they can down there. I don't think up in my neck of the woods, anything, I don't even know if we have any cons around here.
I suppose the way to look at it is that furcons haven't completely died yet, so...
Aww. Shame. I mean, if they do open up and come back again, can they please take the politics out of them and make it about furry again?
Yeah.
I think you're hoping for too much.
I know I'm hoping for too much, hopeful. But I mean, come on. But this is the first convention. Yay, furry. The second one. Fuck you. You don't follow my political beliefs.
That's a lot of them right now. It's pretty crazy. You saw what A&E did last year. last year. Before they even had a con at all.
Last time I followed anything about conventions was Anthrocon going a bit too woke, and then Athea apparently said that Two Griffin was no longer allowed to perform on stage. And then Anthrocon can just fuck off then.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, granted, that
happens
that's
in
still
2022,
always...
I guess. I mean,
not
happening
now,
so what the fuck?
I'm going to piss myself if next year it's still not open. I am going to piss myself laughing.
Oh, I don't know. Like, we're just going to have to wait and see. I think things will turn around.
I think they'll probably be open, but if they're not, I'm just going to have to laugh my fucking ass.
Now, at this point, like, you know, the whole world's going to literally, you know, be in a complete state of upheaval if things do not open up. I'll tell you that much.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Because everybody is sick of it, and now we're all seeing that this whole thing is a fucking farce.
It's getting to the point where, like, you know, even Suez Canal is closed.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Multi canal drifting!
Yep.
There's, like, some cargo ship that's, like, stuck in the middle of the thing. For like days.
Apparently, the US wants to try and
drivers.
I hear that the
tugboat and move it. What the fuck, guys?
I hear that the US is trying to get involved, like into moving it. But knowing them, they're probably like blow it up or something.
No. I think
drone strikes.
If they can't do that, though, they're gonna get like a crap ton of and try and get it airlifted. Imagine that.
Airlifting a cargo
ship. No. If Elon was in charge, he's just gonna strap it up to a rocket and airlift it to the moon.
Yeah, right. Send it to the fucking moon.
Space delivery.
Yeah.
Oh, we have to do my favorite topic next, please.
Yes, we shall. We'll get onto that, indeed. So, last one. And this was also another one of my thingos, because I'm so bummed about this too. But here we are, talking about it. Let's go. Hasbro announces long overdue changes to Monopoly community chess cards. For the first time in over 85 years, Monopoly 16 community chess cards are about to get a long overdue, quote-unquote, refresh, Hasbro announced.
I mean, just right off the bat, the whole long overdue makes it as if Monopoly isn't just fine as it is. It's a game. It's a, people know how to play it. Just play it. It doesn't need a changing to shit today.
No. And there's also, like, God knows how many versions of Monopoly there are, too. Just
For the first time in 85 years?
Yeah.
My goodness.
And here's the thing. Monopoly. But there's some good and not so... There's a silver lining to this. True to its long-standing history of inviting its fans to help make changes to the game, and during a time when community means more than ever before, Monopoly is asking consumers worldwide to determine the new cards by voting at MonopolyCommunityChess.com.
Yeah, sure. That's not going to go bad.
Oh, yeah.
I remember when Mountain Dew decided to have a competition to name a new flavor. honestly, the Gushing Granny flavor is probably the funniest one.
Oh, Jesus. Ew.
For those who need the context, it was an appled flavored drink. So, Gushing Granny's in reference to Granny Smith apples.
Nice.
Does your cat Granny Gush do that?
Gosh,
oh,
people
the
these days.
That would be so awful.
But yeah, like, I mean, now they're changing to the current the values of this year's community values, because they think the values in, like, the, you know, 85 years ago are outdated, maybe. Gosh.
Here's the thing, though. By the time these cards come out, they're probably going to be all considered totally and utterly nothing but racism.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
I'm surprised that Monopoly is not cancelled already because it supports capitalism.
I mean, here's the thing. Yes, there's that to begin with. Two, I was so upset because in the past couple of years, recently, Monopoly was on a friggin' roll making versions that would trigger the modern, you know.
Yes.
The modern millennium.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's right. You know how much I raved about Monopoly for Millennials all those years ago in a past episode of the Raiders Rambles.
Yeah.
And I even
didn't they make a
copy of it.
Version two, or like
that's right. They do have Monopoly Socialism, and I managed to snag myself a copy of it.
Wait, really?
Yeah, I should.
Yeah, they did. They really did. It was great.
Ah, oh, Jesus Christ.
You got to invest your money in something.
Yeah. I honestly, you guys, if Monopoly goes to this, you need to buy either Monopoly Socialism or Monopoly for Millennials. No ifs, no buts.
Oh yeah, that one too. Oh goodness. I mean, kind of the same thing, but holy crap. That was great.
Oh yeah. And yeah. It's just upsetting all of it all. Like, remember, Monopoly's... Mm-hmm. You guys know what Monopoly stands for, right? Like, it's competitive, it's, you know...
And no one plays the game properly. That's the thing that really took me by surprise. No one bothers to read the rules.
Like, people play to screw, like, you know, to one up and screw the other competitors over.
So, that list I was talking about before is regarding to this particular topic. And I'm beginning to think that why don't we instead turn around and just make our own community chess cards for the game?
Yeah, yeah.
So a couple of ideas I had
let's see how good they are.
Community chess replacement cards. Twitter.
Okay. What does
basically
it do
all the random basic shit that you find on Twitter. For instance, you pick up a card, you made a sour comment on Twitter, you go to jail for 5 turns.
Yeah, just instant go to jail.
An anime and manga one.
Yeah.
You became a magical schoolgirl. Go back 5 steps.
Oh my
god! No, goodness. Magical. What are those Sailor Moon things? What do they call them? The title?
Not a clue.
Yeah, magical anyway. Schoolgirl. It's fine. Like you get fined. Oh. Nobody likes to cosplay. You get fined.
As we could also have a furry one.
Oh God!
Say ooh, oh, go yes. back yeah. 2 steps.
There should be
no, no.
no. Your partner turned around and screwed you 3 ways from Sunday. Sunday, you get a your divorce settlement. You have to pay like $5 each turn.
you win the convention party. Go to jail till you can cure the AIDS.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, you know, you accidentally incited an angry Twitter mob, go to jail.
Yeah, honestly, if Monopoly was to turn around and completely screw over community chess, why not turn around and just people make their own?
Yeah.
I mean, all you need is a printer, or not even that, but just some cardboard and some paper. Cardboard and a pen. You could make your own set.
Yeah,
I think people have been doing that a few times before. It's not a common thing that people do, but I guess people wanted to make the game a bit more fun and more daring or something, but millennial Monopoly, I mean, come on.
I mean, you could always just put Cards Against Humanity deck on that for crying out loud. How would you feel about that, Joel?
Raiders Rumble.
Cards Against Humanity 2.0 for Fingo.
To be honest, I don't know why the group doesn't do any gaming streams.
I think we honestly need to get, you know...
Really yeah, I'm down. Yeah, we need to get more active.
I think, yeah, I'm going to have to figure out how we're going to do... We've got to sit down and figure out how to do the logistics of this press, too.
Yeah.
I really wish I had a better setup for my printing.
I mean, StreamYard is perfect in the way that you can just stream straight up on the go without needing anything. Like,
yeah.
You can just screen share live on StreamYard and, you know, Bob's your uncle. Like, any game, anything. Like, bam.
Yeah.
Easy as pie. Other than that, just as we were about to round this up, yes, what do you think of the whole Monopoly thing? Good decision, bad decision, easily exploitable. You know, what if 4chan gets their hands on that sort of thing?
Oh, that's definitely going to go ballistic.
What do you mean?
People are going to submit stupid stuff that is never going to get printed, but it's going to be hilarious to read.
4chan yeah. probably hit this after it hit the news.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And how long till they're like, we're no longer taking submissions due to some things that the staff have had to read through, and they are now in therapy.
All right. So, but here's one last funny, weird, cursed thing I must leave you with. You guys have seen this. What Sonic Fox representing
the only country that matters. Sonic Fox representing the only country that matters. Is that the trans flag behind him?
Indeed it is, sir.
Of course it is.
Which one was it? Translavania?
Sure. Sonic Fox.
Exactly what I meant.
Which one's he again? I think I've heard his name before.
He's the obnoxious, cringy one.
Oh god!
And so a total attention whore. You know, the moment he won his, you know, the moment he won the best gamer of the world, you know, he basically got his ass handed to him, like in a few months' time.
Oh, right.
that didn't last long.
I think so. He's
to be fair though, like to give this dude credit, like he legit does rock that fursuit. Like going to all these crazy events and stuff. Like, yeah, that is kind of cool.
I love the way that the other two people standing next to him are just like internally cringing.
<They're> like...
Look how unhappy they look on the photos as well. Oh God, what am I stood next
they're
to?
Like, oh shit, I'm competing with a furry. Oh God, kill me.
Like, it's...
No, imagine the smell.
No amount of friggin', you know, no amount of deodorant and all that's gonna fix that. No.
Sit there with a kind
but
of
imagine that. Like, imagine that, just a nation full of, you know, of like to put it, I don't know, yeah. Imagine a nation like that, a trans nation.
Yeah.
That's probably going to last, like, what, 30 years before it dies off?
Yeah.
He could have put, like, the American flag behind him or literally anything.
No, but it's just an opportunity to virtue signal.
He's not even trans either. Like, what the heck?
He's non-binary. That isn't even trans.
Again, like, remember the Japanese document? Imaginary gender.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking Tumblr genders. What are they, like, 76 or 85 or whatever the heck?
Stop counting, Vera. You'll live longer.
Yeah. Good point.
All right. So
this will be like the Titanic meme. You start counting. It's been 84 years. Oh, fucking hell. Will it ever stop?
No. But that's why we're here.
Yep.
All right. So I think that's come to an end of the show. What do you guys think, one by one? The closing statements, this week's cycle, this week's crazy, all that stuff. Who'd like to start?
Yeah, as per usual, the week's been absolutely clownish and ridiculous. And that's my closing statement.
Oh, yeah, I agree. Who's up next?
Well, I've just...
Michael, go ahead.
Well, I just got to commend the whole thing with the Japanese artists. I mean, finally someone's taking a fucking stand to the ridiculous people on Twitter. Look, and the size of the balls on them to put that online. Beautiful.
You definitely got to look out for the Japanese crowd, beautiful. Too. I mean, they have... Yeah, I agree.
I've always loved Japan and their culture, and I love it even more.
now, you know, the artists are amazing too. Like, they have some of the best talent out there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah, like, fuck them if they don't like that. So, you know, the talent is a commodity. Hats off to them. Noble?
I can't wait for another week to be over.
Well, let's see what gets on the airwaves.
Oh, yeah. How about you, Avera?
Man. This week has been interesting. But I'm also super upset about AnthroCon being cancelled, because I really did want to go this summer. But nope. Not happening. I don't know. It's been a tad bonkers. Really, really
has.
So.
All right. So there we are at the end of the week. As always, our episodes are available on Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, BitChute, and more platforms further down the line as we notify them to you. This is us signing off for the week. Farewell, and until next time.
Bye.
See ya.